Women and Children's Hospital closed its doors on Bryant Street this morning just as they opened the doors at the new Oshai Children's Hospital on the Buffalo-Niagara Medical Campus. Joining us this morning to discuss the move is the president of Kaleida Health, Jody LeMayo. Jody, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks. Happy to be here.
The move was scheduled to start at 7 this morning. Did everything start on time?
Started on time, 7:01, first patient was transferred out of the Bryant Street campus and onto the Oshai campus. So everything's going very smoothly and very happy about where we're at.
How many patients are being moved today?
125 patients will be moved, and we're looking at probably somewhere around 24 hours. Some think it may be even sooner, but as I've been saying throughout the week, the speed of the move isn't the goal. The goal is really just to get everyone, and everyone by what I mean by that is patients and our employees to the Oshai campus safely.
It's going to be a cold day. Does that create any additional stress for any of the patients being moved?
No, I think we wouldn't want it any other way, right? I mean, it's Buffalo, and you know, as long as we don't have a whole lot of snow on the roads, it's not going to delay us. It's not going to prevent us from transferring and transporting any of our patients and their families. So a little bit of cold air kind of adds to the allure and the memory of all this.
How do you prepare for a move like this? Do you talk to other hospitals who have done it, or are there people who specialize in this sort of thing?
Yeah, we put a team together starting really a couple of years ago. We put a team together that includes some of our leads that actually have moved other hospitals, and in particular have moved children's hospitals. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we did do site visits. We did visit other children's hospitals. We did visit other hospitals that did move, and we've also brought in consultants to kind of look at our plan and make recommendations and so on. So the plan is spectacular. I couldn't be more proud of the work that's been done by all of the team when it comes to the plan itself. But as you know, it's always about the people and the execution of the plan and the implementation, and so far so good.
Other than the patients, what else has to be moved today?
Everything. I mean, we're moving equipment, everything, because if you think about it, whether it's the administrative offices all the way to lab and x-ray and so on, everything has to be fully functional today. And so at 7 a.m. this morning, the emergency department at the Bryant Street campus closed, and the new emergency department opened at Oshai. So it's a hospital, and it involves everything that you could think of.
Did you at least get some new beds and furniture out of the deal, or are those all being moved too?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a few of the things that were at the Bryant Street campus we were able to bring over that were still functional, would fit into our plan at Oshai, but most everything at Oshai is new.
You talked a little bit about the mood earlier. How is the staff feeling this morning? A sense of excitement, a sense of nostalgia, or a little of both?
I think yes and yes. They're feeling, I don't want to call it bittersweet as much as tears of joy and lots of raw emotion going on. You know, as I've been saying throughout the week, you have people who've worked here for more than half of their lives, people who've spent more time at the Bryant Street campus at Children's Hospital than they have with their own families. So lots of great memories, and you know, I'm so happy for them that they get to go to a new home. But there is a reality that they're leaving their home that they've been in and been comfortable with for years and years. So it's all over the board. But at the end of that kind of board is really the excitement of being at what I would tell you is the best children's hospital in the country.
Just so anyone who needs your services today is clear on what they should do, does everybody just go to the new facility now?
Yep, go right to the new children's hospital. We're up and running, and you know the emergency department's up and running. And if a mom's in labor, go right to the new hospital, and we'll be there to take care of you.
Jody LeMayo, president of Kaleida, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Good luck with the rest of what I'm sure is going to be a very busy day.
Thank you so much. Take care.